Welcome to episode 280 of Fly Away. We're a group of travel agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or you're just tuning in, we're happy that you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. And we'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Dawn, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Lindsay, Elizabeth, and George. Couples resorts in Jamaica are unlimited, all-inclusive luxury experiences that are built on one idea. True love is the trip of a lifetime. Consisting of four beautiful resorts, the couples brand has a spectacular reputation in the Jamaican market for its attention to detail and inclusions. So we're here to welcome a very special guest, Mr. Personality, as he's called, Garfield Collins, a native of Jamaica, is no stranger to the world of travel and entertainment. He is currently the regional sales manager for the Dynamic Couples Resorts Jamaica brand and is the master public relations, sales, and marketing guru with an impressive record of successes. Garfield is an authority in his field of travel and tourism with 25 years experience directing the sales and marketing for the all-inclusive resorts based in Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. He is described as innovative, current, and a bold thinker with the ability to affect change and grow businesses. He takes a no-nonsense approach to project management, customer service, and just plain getting the job done. Garfield holds a master's degree in hospitality and hotel management, master's certification, revenue management, and marketing from Cornell University. Is certified in professional development by Georgetown University Center for Cultural Development. He also holds memberships in professional organizations and sits on numerous boards. He's a connoisseur of the culinary arts and the recipient of over 10 gold medal awards for original culinary creations. So let's get this show on the road. Welcome, Garfield.
Welcome.
I am happy to be here, everybody. Let's do this.
I kind of wish you were cooking for us.
I know. I wish you were here in person to cook.
Hold on. You thought I was what?
I said, I wish you were cooking for us.
Oh, don't worry. If you come to Atlanta, trust me, that can be easily arranged. Because I'm about to build an original Jamaican jerk pit in my backyard.
Nice.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Ooh.
How exciting.
So I'm actually bringing the wood in from Jamaica to do it.
Wow. Awesome.
So I need it to be authentic.
All right.
So, yeah.
We may have to road trip.
Oh, I love food. Trust me.
So Couples has four resorts on the Jamaican. Can you kind of tell us about those four resorts and really what makes each one special?
All right. Sorry. Let's say you're leaving from the U.S. or wherever your gateway is. You're flying into Montego Bay. That's where we're going to start. You land in Montego Bay. And I tell people, you outside the airport, your transfer will literally go left or right. All right? The first destination is Negril. We have two in Negril that sit on 7 Mile Beach. And in Negril, we have two resorts. There is Couples Swept Away, and there's Couples Negril. And a lot of people get that kind of confused because they're like, but it's Negril. They think there's only one. No, Couples Swept Away is in Negril, and so is Couples Negril. Now, Couples Swept Away, it is the largest of the four. It's 312 rooms and suites, and it sits on the most beautiful stretch over 1,000 feet of Negril 7 Mile Beach. What makes this resort different from the other four is that the amenities are the same, yes, the inclusions are the same and everything, but the decor is what sets this property apart. If you can see the pictures or you go and your travel agent will show you most times their own personal shots that they have taken, we tend to use a lot of natural wood. Our brand is very close to nature. So you will see natural wood in the room, natural woods on the railings, on the decor, authentic Jamaican hardwood that has never been painted is what we use as the main feature to outline the room there. And also, even though this is a beachfront property, the property is so lush that you feel like you're literally in a jungle when you're on the interior of the resort. Yet if you walk just 2 minutes away, the beach is right there. It opens up to the most beautiful view of the Caribbean Sea all around you. The property, we are very much into our Jamaican culture. So the property will feature Jamaican food, Jamaican music, lots and lots of Jamaican and other Caribbean art as you go through the resort. You will always see the number one asset that we have at any of our resorts is our staff, our people. And you'll always see a warm Jamaican smile. And our staff is one, they will remember your name. And that is another reason why this resort enjoys such a high repeat guest clientele. The staff makes them feel so good. They return every year. We have clientele that will return 3-4 times in 1 year.
Wow.
And the staff will remember their name. Yes. And the staff will remember their name each and every time. Now, if you go up the road on the Bloody Bay side of the beach, you come into Couples Negril. Now, this resort, we opened this resort. I remember the day we opened it. I was there as a part of the opening team. It's more of a party atmosphere than Swept Away is, because Swept Away has a beautiful disco, yes. But at Negril, you find that it tends to be a bit of a younger clientele that will go to Couples Negril. And the piano bar that doubles into the disco at night really goes until sometimes 2 a.m. in the morning. And then it will disperse into other areas of the resort. In terms of the room decor at this resort, it's a bit more trendy, a bit more, I would use the word modern, where Swept Away would be more rustic and more laid back. So the decor of the rooms will be different. And so somebody might go to Swept Away and say, oh, I love the rooms here. And they'll go to Negril and say, I prefer the rooms at the other one, just because it's a different flavor at each resort. So we have actually had couples who do what we call a split stay. They will do 4 nights at one, 3 nights at the other, just so that they can experience the difference between each of the properties. And the good thing about Negril that sets it apart from the Ocheria side, which we'll get to in a minute, is Negril is very walkable. You can go to the beach, and it's 7 miles of nonstop beach. You can just walk the 7 miles if you want to on the beach. Or you can go onto the street side and the walkways. You can walk the 7 miles all the way to downtown Negril if you choose to. It is safe. Locals, natives are very welcoming. Everybody will say hi. Welcome to Jamaica. Thank you for supporting us, because we want you to experience the real Jamaica, the culture. And that's what keeps people coming back to the island. So Negril versus the Ocheria side of the island tends to be very, as I like to use the word, walkable. You can literally walk to anything you want to. If you go to the other side of the island, on the north side, called Ocheria, we have two more properties. That's your, well, you know, the difference with Ocheria is that it's not one long beach like Negril. It is more individual beaches set in different coves, more like croissant-shaped beaches at each resort. And if you go further up the road towards the Tower Isle side, we have Couples Tower Isle. That's our flagship resort. It was the first one. It was the very first all-inclusive hotel anywhere in the world 40 years ago. A lot of people don't know that the all-inclusive concept was invented by the Issa family, by Abe Issa. And he's called the father of Jamaica's tourism, because he's the one that developed Jamaica's tourism. He was also Jamaica's first director of tourism. And the family opened the Couples Tower Isle. Back then, it was just called the Tower Isle Hotel. Now, that resort, when you visit, if you go into the piano bar, you will see a wall of pictures or wall of fame. You will see Walt Disney. You will see Fats Domino. You will see all the major movie stars from the 40s, 50s, and 60s at Couples Tower Isle, because that was their playground back in the day. And so that rich history of that resort is still there and will remain there. Now, this resort has its own offshore island, and that offshore island, you can't swim to it. It's a deep channel, so you get on one of our boats and we'll take you over there. And we use it for weddings, and we use it for sunbathing and so on in the daytime. And we also toured with the idea of maybe putting a restaurant over there in the future, but that's another episode. But the rooms at Tower Isle versus the rooms in Negril is that each resort, I'd say, is different. So at Tower Isle, you're going to see more pastel colors. Like, for instance, you'll notice the floors are yellow. And it's tile that was brought in from Italy years ago, and we try to keep the authenticity of the resort from way back then. You'll see that the wall will give you this beautiful ocean blue. And the views from the rooms is absolutely amazing. Now, I don't know many people know that 2 years ago, we built from scratch a new room category at Couples Tower Isle.
Give you
it's
moral
called
support.
The Oasis Spa Villas.
Yes.
And these we can't keep. Well, we don't want to keep them empty, but trust me, we had to pull them from the market once because somebody oversold them so much. That put us in a bunch of, you know, things to fix. But this room category, the reason it's called the Oasis Spa Villas is that you have unlimited spa services. And when I say unlimited, I mean unlimited spa services. We are known for world-class spas. So if you're in that room category, here's what you get. Private transfers to and from the airport. Private champagne check-in in your suite. You don't have to go to the front desk to check in if you're in one of our spa villas. Anything it is that you can think of in terms of dining, drinking, can be delivered to your suite. And to top it all off, access to one of the Caribbean's best spa anytime it is that you want. If as a couple you're there on your honeymoon or you're getting married there or you just took a getaway, any treatment that is on that menu is already included in your stay. No hidden charges, nothing at all. You can go to the spa and get the treatments done, or your villa is so private that the treatments can be done on your pool deck because each villa has its own pool, or it can be done inside your villa if you so wish. The villas feature outdoor showers as well as indoor showers, and you also have the spa with all the steam rooms and saunas and all the equipment and facilities that you can imagine in a world-class spa is there. At Tower Isle, you'll find the same warmth that you'll see from the staff all across the island is there. The Jamaican food. One thing about Couples Resort, we're owned by a Jamaican family. We keep the brand authentically Jamaican. So when you come to Couples, yes, we will have all the gourmet food it is that you want. We will have all the top chef liquor you want. But what you will also find is authentic Jamaican meals. If you want a Jamaican beef patty, it's right there. If you want a Jamaican cocoa bread with some jerk chicken or jerk pork, it's right there made fresh for you every day. If you know Jamaica is known for curried goat. I mean, it can be an acquired taste to some people and so on. And some people actually have goats as pets. But in Jamaica, remember that goats to us is meat. So we do curry and offer it there as well for those who want to be a little on the edge and try some of our local delicacies and so on. But we want you to feel and know that when you're at a Couples Resort, you're in Jamaica. So you will never walk into, for instance, our lobbies and see grand marble columns and gold lining everywhere and so on. That's not our product. Our luxury is more felt than it is seen. It is felt in the service that we give. The smile that you see when a Jamaican walks by you and say, well, go on. See, and you actually understand what you said because we took the time out to give you a prep course when you arrive. And there is something to be said, as I said before, about or repeat the clientele, the percentage. When you have a resort chain that has almost 50% repeat clientele, something is being done right. And we pride ourselves on that. Now we go down the road and we get to Couples Sans Souci. Now, this resort I have a personal connection with as well as the Two in the Grill, because I used to be the director of sales there. I got engaged there, and I got married there. So this property I know rather intimately and so on. Now, Sans Souci, it is the largest in terms of acreage. It's 35 acres, but it is the smallest in terms of rooms and suites. It's only 150 suites. And an interesting fact about Couples Sans Souci, There are no garden views there. Every single room is ocean facing. And I should say every single suite, because it's 150 suites. It's all suites and penthouses. And the property is about to undergo another refurb as we are talking. So almost everything at the property will be brand new as of this November. So we're looking forward to hosting you guys so you can see the newness of the resort that's coming up. Now, what makes this resort special? The property is so big, it has three separate beaches. You enter through the lobby, and you know over to your right hand, if you depended on where you're facing, you have the spa, and it takes you down to the spa gazebos that overhang the cliff while you're doing your treatment. But right next to it, you have the first beach, which is right next to the fitness center. And then you go further down where you pass the wedding gazebo, and then you'll come to our main beach, which is where most of our guests will be in the daytime. There is a new restaurant on the beach, the Bella Vista, which we just upgraded and expanded as well as a part of the renovation. And this is also where you have Blocks A and B, which is the major beachfront suite. And the Grand Lawn, where we have our huge dinner every Friday night, that's where all of that will be. But there's a third beach that's just as impressive and just as large as that one, and we call it the Sunset Beach. It's used for sunbathing. It has its own pool in that area, its own grill. So if you're sunbathing on that side and you don't want to get up to go back to the main side to have lunch, you can still have lunch on that side as well. But one of the main things we use this beach for, our sunset wedding package is very popular. There's only one sunset today, so we have one sunset wedding at each property. And we use the Sunset Beach for this package as well. As I said, it's the most popular. Brides trip over themselves just to book the sunset wedding at each resort. Because if you've ever been to Jamaica, you know whether you're on the Negril side or you're on the Ocho Rios side, the splendor of a Jamaican sunset. When you sit on that beach, you watch the sun go down with a bottle of Red Stripe beer. Or if you like wine, grab wine, that's fine. But a Red Stripe beer and a jerk chicken sandwich watching the sun go down, it doesn't get any better than that.
Now, you mentioned quite a few things about getting married and all. So how easy is it to get married at couples?
We make it very, very easy. Let me break down our packages and so on. The very first package, we call our One Love package. It is included in your package. As long as you're staying at the resort a minimum 3 nights, a couple can come down and get married at the resort. We handle the paperwork before your arrival because it's a legal marriage internationally. So you must provide us with the proper paperwork that is then processed by the Jamaican government through the resort. If you have been married before, of course, we will need your divorce decrees and all of that to make sure everything is legally taken care of on the U.S. side so we can move ahead on the Jamaican side. Once we have those, you just need to be in the island legally at least 24 hours before your marriage can take place. You must be on the resort in Jamaican airspace at least. And then we handle all the details for you. You can choose the location, whether you want it at the gazebo or on the beach or next to the pond. And we're actually constructing right now as we speak additional wedding location at Sans Souci, which I'll preview to you guys when they're all done and so on. We have an on-site wedding coordinator who will ensure that the special day goes perfectly. The bride or the groom does not have to worry about a thing. The package includes the cake, it includes your champagne, it includes locally grown orchids as the bridal bouquet, and of course for the groom, they have the boutonniere that are constructed from orchids as well. If it's a couple where they just wanted, just the two of them just to go down and get married, we'll even provide the witnesses for you. That's not a problem at all. And of course, we provide the minister as well who will officiate the ceremony. And you can decide you're getting married at the resort. You can, most people just do their honeymoon there as well. Or if you choose to, you can split your stay between the resort you got married at and another one of the three, whether it be down the road at Tower Isle, or you can go over to Negril as well That way you can experience all flavors of the island. But our base package is included.
Now, one of the things I know that Couples does very well is that they provide transfers as part of their,
oh yeah,
their, which we really appreciate, not having to go look for another transfer.
Exactly.
But if you were doing that split stay, is that transfer also included?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And here is what a lot of people don't read. There's one thing we do that the other resorts don't do. At other hotels, they will tell you that they'll transfer you to their other properties, but here's what they don't tell you. They will transfer you back to the airport so that you can get another transfer from the airport to the other hotel. At Couples Resorts, we don't do that. We transfer you directly from your resort to the other resort nonstop. What does that mean? That means that in most cases, you may be getting a totally private transfer.
Woohoo!
You might be on, yeah, you might be, because if there's not another couple transferring to that resort at that time, you're going to be the only one in that town car or on that transfer heading over to Negril. So you can recline, put your leg up, have a red stripe beer, and just enjoy the ride all the way there.
And we tend to like some red stripe beer.
Well, if you come to my house in Atlanta, trust me, I'm never out of red stripe.
You will be after we come.
Well, no, because if you're booking the hotel enough, trust me, compliments of Couples Resort. I know you're coming. I'll go shopping. Trust me. We will find every red stripe in Atlanta just for you. All right. But yes, our transfers are included, and we use modern buses or town cars or, you know, whatever it is that to make our clients comfortable, fully air conditioned for their transfers in between resorts or to the airport and back.
Now, can you also tell us a little bit about some of the other inclusions that Couples offers?
Now, the number one thing I think that sets us apart from the other brands is that if you're a guest at Couples, there are myriads of inclusions that other resorts don't do. If you're staying in Otoriosa at Couples Sans Souci or at Couples Tower Isle, everyone knows Duns River Falls. It's world famous. But to get there, you have to pay for transfers to go there, and you have to pay to get in. As a guest of Couples Resort, you have to do none of that. It is already included in your package, and you can go as many times as you wish. If you're staying with us for 7 days, the park is open 7 days, the transfer is going 7 days, guess what? You can go for 7 days. We do not limit you as to how, when, and where you can go, all right? Our catamaran cruises are included. We have sunset sailings that leave from different resorts, depends on which resort you're at. It's already included in your stay. You just sign up at the guest relations desk. You board the sunset catamaran and you sail the seas. They stop in the wide ocean where you can get off the catamaran. You can snorkel. You can go swim in the caves in Negril. We actually sail by Rick's Cafe in Negril and we stop there so you can watch the others jump off the cliff. And then you can actually dive into the caves that are in that area as well. Because we wait there maybe around 45 minutes for people to get off the boat, have some fun before we sail back to the resort and so on. In total, the cruise is about 2 hours. But we do that as an inclusion for our guests.
That is extremely nice.
That's a huge value.
Because people don't understand, if you were to pay for that as a separate inclusion, it's going to be a minimum $100 per person. We include it. If you were to pay for a private transfer from Ocho Rios over to Negril, it can cost over $300. And at Couples, we include it for our clients.
That's amazing.
And remember, our other inclusions, we want you to experience Jamaican culture. We want you to be amongst Jamaicans outside of the resort. So we also include transfers to the local craft market and shopping centers. So every day from the lobby, our transfer or buses that we own will take you downtown. We'll stop at the craft market. We'll stop at the shopping center. If you're so inclined and you want to buy a 10-carat diamond, we'll take you to the duty-free shop so you can peruse and shop and so on before we take you back to the resort.
I think it's not really duty free when it's that much.
I think it is, actually.
Well, put it this way, when you take it back to the U.S., you don't have to pay any taxes on it. So call it that, you know? And another thing we should keep in mind, we also include unlimited golf. So if you're into golf, you want to learn how to play, whether you're a novice or you're a professional, it is included in your stay. Just sign up at the guest relations desk. You can bring your own clubs if you wish. Or if you don't, you can just rent them at the store. The only thing that a client would ever have to do is maybe tip their caddy that's located at the course. But golfing is included. We do provide the transfer.
So the caddy fee, is already included? It's just the tips that are?
No. You would just tip your caddy. And you might decide to or not to use a caddy. Okay. It's all up to you. But most people do use a caddy. Because especially if you really suck at the game, it's good to have a caddy to talk to you and laugh at you when you hit the ball in the wrong direction. So, you know. But, exactly. And that would be me. Because as I'm getting older now, I realize the games that I should have taken up when I was younger, like tennis and golf and all of that, I thought they were easy. It must be my age, but they're quite strenuous. But, you know, so I'm one of those who would need a caddy.
For the golf, do they also do, golf carts?
Yes, golf carts are at the course as well. If you want to rent a golf cart, you can. Yes. Yes. So we pay for your green fees. And we pay to get you there and so on. That's already included in your stay, right? So you have Guns River. You have Unlimited Go. You have the shopping tour, right? And you have the catamaran. But there's one additional inclusion that is included, but only on the Negril side. Now, everybody knows a beautiful Jamaican sunset. And people love to go to the cliffs of the West End to watch the sunset. And that's the highest point in Negril. And that's also where Rick's Cafe is located. So Rick's Cafe is a separate tour in itself that people pay to go into and so on. But we have made arrangements with the Pushcart Bar, which is just close to Rick's Cafe. And it has the same beautiful view. Now, we will transport our guests free of charge from Couples Resorts in Negril up to the Pushcart Bar, so you can sit and enjoy the Negril sunset just like anybody else, but without paying to jump off the cliff. Without jumping off a cliff. So if you choose to go jump over by Rick's, that's fine. You can do that as well. But if you're on a romantic trip and you just want to relax, have a beer, have some good food, and watch the sunset, we include that in your package as well. And that's another way that our clients get to be with real Jamaicans who are out there having fun, you're mingling, you get to experience the way that a Jamaican would experience it. And when I say I'm Jamaican food, this is real Jamaican food. It is not seasoned for the tourists. It's seasoned the way we would eat it. So I've had a lot of red people come back to the resort saying they were hot. because trust me, if you mistakenly swallow or bite into a piece of Scotch bonnet pepper, you will never forget it. So yeah. But it's not because I am Jamaican that I'm saying this, because it's sometimes even hard for me to explain what it is. There is a vibe and a feeling that comes with being in Jamaica and just being around the Jamaican people during that time that I can't even explain, and I'm Jamaican. It comes natural to us to be nice and welcoming to other cultures. It's not something you even learn. It's just natural. It's innate that, you know, you say, hey, what's going on? Welcome to Jamaica. Here, have a beer, you know? Well, thank you very much.
We all love it, really. And actually, I was just at the grocery store the other day. One thing that we do is we buy, as a souvenir for my youngest son, we buy him a soccer shirt wherever we go of the country where we are. Right. We try to find a national soccer jersey. He doesn't play soccer. It's just been a thing ever since he was really little. So he has one from Jamaica.
Right.
And he was wearing it at the grocery store. And somebody came up and said, "Are you from Jamaica?" She was from Jamaica. And she was so excited. He was like, "No." She was so sad. But it was that same, like that same warm feeling. She was so happy to see someone, you know, represented.
Well, soccer, well, you say so. We call it football, you know, but American football is very different from, you know, and it is a passionate pastime of the Caribbean in general. But we were lucky enough to, we made it to the World Cup back in 1998 in France, and we were so excited. That's the one time we made it, and we've been trying to get back since. But, you know, we're still trying. But yes, yeah, soccer is one of our national pastimes that really brings the country and brings people together. And another important thing, a little bit of Jamaican history. The motto, the Jamaican motto is out of many, one people. And so you will be in Jamaica and you will see somebody, you'll see many different colors. You'll see person who are black like me. You'll see somebody who is white. And you would think that they're not Jamaican, but when they speak, you're totally blown away. I mean, born in Jamaica, you'll see somebody who looks like they're from India, but they're Jamaican. When they speak, you're like, huh? You'll see somebody who is Chinese. And people would think that they're from China, but they're actually Jamaica, because Jamaica was inhabited by many cultures that came together 200, 300, 400 years ago. And that's how the blend happened. So that's why our motto is out of many, one people. So as you said, when you were in the you were in the supermarket and they thought you was from Jamaica, to us it's not weird, because we would see, if you go into a Jamaican community, I'm from Manchester, and it's not the tourist area. It is landlocked. We don't even have a river, right? But when you go into the neighborhood and you'll see a group of boys playing soccer, or a group of girls doing the games and so on, you're going to see at least four different nationalities of people. And the first time I took a friend of mine from Iowa, actually, to my hometown, and they were like, "Garfield, I thought everybody looked like you." I'm like, "No." We are a melting pot of everything. And that's why we're so flavorful.
Little, you know, bit of everything.
I like that.
I was there for the last Summer Olympics in 2016 when Usain Bolt was tearing it up and
was running.
That was so cool, being with the Jamaican people when that was going on. That was awesome.
Uh-huh. I guarantee you there were lots of burned food when we were running. Everybody forgot they were cooking and just focused on. He's what we refer to as maybe a modern day hero. Somebody who came from people who would say very humble beginnings, and he got this God-given talent that he used it for good, and it really brought the country together, and it brought Jamaica in general more worldwide fame. Because if you notice, we are such a small island, and you wonder why we have such an impact. I mean, yes, we're popular for the beach and the resorts and so on, but the music, Bob Marley, the food. And this is all something that all the cultures that came together blended and created. And then it just branched out from there. And at Couples Resort, we embrace that. And there's one other thing about Couples Resort that you will, well, a lot of people might not realize it. You will never hear any other music inside of a Couples Resort except, what's the
reggae?
What music is Jamaica known for?
Reggae.
Exactly.
I was ready for like a trick answer.
Yes. No. If we want you to know that you're in Jamaica, so once you enter into a couple's resort, whether it's the food, the people, but most importantly the music, our owners are very much into the culture and the artistic aspect of Jamaica. So you will hear reggae music night and day. We have live performances every single day, live bands that will perform for you. We have Grammy-nominated artists that come and perform. The last anniversary we had at Tower Isle, Freddie McGregor, he's won so many Grammys, he was the headliner for that. We had Shaggy at the other one. When we had our charity concert at Sans Souci, Coffee was the headliner and so on. And Well, Air Supply is an international band, but they like reggae music too, so came down and they played for us at our charity event.
Hey, we like Air Supply.
Well, I like Air Supply too, so you know, when we blended them with our Caribbean people, it was a sold out concert. And touching on the concert, there is one thing that we at couples take a lot of pride in. It is not highly publicized, but we are putting it out there more as it is a way to help the Jamaican people. The Issa Trust Foundation, now, you know, Couples is owned by the Issa family. And the Issa Trust is a charitable organization that we provide medical and optical services to the wider community. We have clinics all throughout the island, and it's located in communities where, you know, it would be very hard for them to be able to afford the type of care that is needed. So we bring in doctors and service providers from all over the world, but primarily from the U.S. at certain times of year, and we set up clinics, and they provide the services, whether it be dental, whether it be optical and other medical service to the public free of charge. And we put that bill and so on. It's a way for us to give back to the community. We have also adopted the hospital in St. Anne's Bay and another wing of the hospital over in Negril. And we have built a brand new ward, and we have furnished it with all the equipment that's needed, especially for children, to get the medical services that they need. And to date, we have contributed over $9 million to the cause. And that happened because of support from people all over the world. Is that when our guests check into the hotel, a guest is checking out, they can donate $5 towards the hospital. And it really does go to the hospital. We make sure of that. If I'm doing, you know, a group that's going down to the hotel, they bring school supplies and so on. Things that just make the community and the country in general better. So we try to be good, great corporate citizens. Because remember, the joy of the Jamaican people, and people will find this weird, the part of the joy of the Jamaican people came out of hardship. It is basically surviving on an island for so many years. Because before the advent of tourism and so on, you know, we are still a third world country, emerging and trying to make ourselves better. But it may have been harder like back in the day, but it has endured in us a kind of resilience that comes out in the form of a smile. And it's harder for me to explain it, but it is exactly what it is. So at Couples Resort, we embrace our culture, our music, our food, and we make sure that we give back to the community that has helped us to grow to be who we are. And for anyone who's listening to this podcast and so on, we want you to come to Jamaica. And I tell people this, you don't have to even go to Couples. We just want you to enjoy what it is that we have to offer to the world. I guarantee you that if you come to Couples, you will come back.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Right? Exactly. But Jamaica, it's more than that. It is the warmth of knowing you're going someplace where we truly appreciate you coming, seeing, enjoying, and leave happy.
Well, very good.
And that's the story.
Well, that's our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us, and we'd love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. And you can find us on Facebook as Fly Away, or from our podcast page on outlandertravel.com. So please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcast, because we'd love to hear from you. And we would like to thank so much Garfield for coming and speaking with us about this wonderful resort.
Thank you.
Yay. Not a problem at all. Anytime it is you need me, I am here for you.
Wonderful. So on behalf of Lindsay, Elizabeth, George, Sandy, and myself, Donna, we want to thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.